end of watch. Plenty of cop movies in the past, they've been done to death, and then this one comes along and it feels fresh, relevant, very immediate. Did that jump off the page for you when you read the script for the first time?
Yeah, I probably, and unconsciously it did. I think to me, the thing that I responded to most was the heart in the movie, was the relationship between these two guys. The dialogue in the car took up, you know, 30-40% of the script, you know. Obviously, the situations that they find themselves in outside of the car was fascinating and full of tension and is in the movie, but to me, when I read the script, the thing that really stood out was their relationship, that you could kind of take it out of the context of out of the police uniform and put it anywhere else, and I think it would be interesting to watch. It would be interesting to read because it was real interaction, and probably 10% of the movie is improvised in terms of dialogue, but 90% of it is actually written. So that was what we read, me and Michael, when we first read the script, and that's what got me going.
Quite often you see cop movies where there's like a corrupt cop, a bad cop, a heroic cop.
Yeah.
And this kind of doesn't have those stereotypes. It has maybe elements of all those things in the film. And it's about, as you just said, the heart beneath the badge. Is that the line in the movie?
Yeah.
It is basically a fraternal love story, isn't it? I didn't want to call it a bromance because I think that does this relationship a disservice. But it is a love story, isn't it? A brotherly love story.
Yeah, it is. It's about loyalty. It's about what you would do for someone else in the face of, you know, great... in some ways, great violence, and in any type of situation, how much you care for someone, what you would do for your best friend. It's about best friends, and it's about, you know, when the question of life and death comes up, which it does for police officers on a daily basis in every situation that they face, what, you know, how would you respond, and what would you do in the aftermath? And to me, that's where friendship is truly tested, what it really means, because, you know, we walk around in our lives as civilians every day, and we have friends, and we're devoted to them, but are we, you know, what is that about? And this is a movie about that. It is. It's a love story not only between two friends, but it's also two families, you know, and about the relationships even outside of that cop car, not only with the gangsters outside the cop car in the street, but with their families, with, you know, Brian Taylor and his girlfriend, eventually his wife, and Michael Zavala and his wife and his family. It's about this inner circle of loyalty and love, and I think that's, to me, what we worked so hard on trying to establish in preparing for the movie.
And obviously, that, you know, there are action scenes, and certainly to a British audience, I found it very shocking because we, you know, our police aren't armed, etc.,
yes,
etc.
And
so to see that level of immediate in-your-face violence with two guys out on patrol, it was shocking. Obviously, you went out training with the police. Is this actually what South LA police come across in their day-to-day work?
I would say a lot of, I would say within that area in the Newton Division, which is one of the, as my character says, one of the toughest divisions in the LAPD. Yeah, they come across things like that very often. I mean, there is also hours and hours of boredom. And in the 5 months of preparation where we did, you know, ride-alongs from 4 p.m. till 4 a.m. with LAPD and Sheriff's Department in the same areas of Los Angeles, they were definitely hours upon hours of nothing happening and dealing with situations and that were incredibly boring or just tedious or almost absurd at times. And then every once in a while, interspersed with all those situations, you would find what you find in this movie. So yeah, I mean, that is a reality, what's happening in this movie. This is real.
And you've put it on record that your time with the police was a life-changing experience and you saw some quite horrific things. I mean, do you literally go about your daily business with a newfound respect for them, thinking differently about the society we live in? Has it changed you that much?
Without a doubt, it changed me, yeah. I mean, you can't spend 5 months with police officers in one of the most dangerous parts of Los Angeles and become friends with them and make relationships with them and be in situations where you're their burden as well as the burden that they face, you know, and have to be with them in situations and not have it change your life. You know, I saw things growing up in the part of Los Angeles where I grew up in, you know, I never saw things like that. But at the same time, it also changed my life, not just in terms of the drama that we faced, but also in the people that we met and the families that we interacted with and just the world down in the southeast side of LA, the culture and the loyalty of family and the importance of family and even the food and the, you know, all of those things down there made me fall back in love with LA. But it also did. It changed my life. It made me really look at my family a different way, look at my life in a different way. And yes, I do walk down the street and I see the world in a different way as a result of what these police officers show me.
And just finally, I just ask you, all the training, the way, the life-changing experience, et cetera, what you really worked on was that dance scene, wasn't it? That took the time, Jake.
If you watch the dance scene, it doesn't look like a whole lot of work went into it. I just followed Anna Kendrick. I think that's actually good advice for anybody. It's just follow Anna Kendrick into the fray. Not Michael Pena, Anna Kendrick, yeah.
That's the life motto. Brilliant, Jake, thank you.